for children whose parents can afford to pay and for children whose parents cannot afford to pay, there is not enough capacity for early childhood education in a formalized setting in our community. As well, we know that there's a lot of work to be done surrounding for those parents who are of low income to help them support their child in their early childhood preparations.
And that's probably a similar story in a lot of communities. Is it any different in Macon County than maybe what we would see in other parts of central Illinois?
This is something that a lot of communities are facing. One of the differences for Macon County is that about 50% of our children are born to a mother who's 24 or younger, which means they have a very high likelihood of having a mother who doesn't have a high school education or who only has a high school education, which obviously limits their earning potential, limits the earning potential of their household, and the kind of educational opportunities they can provide their child in getting ready for school. So that's the difference for Macon County, but we do know that across the country this is a serious issue, and we believe for our community, really everyone's facing this, but we get to decide how we handle it in our community, and that really makes all the difference.
I know when I went to kindergarten, that was quite a few years ago now. In fact, we only went to half-day kindergarten. I guess it was in some ways sort of what preschool was or is now for kids. But at the same time, today, kindergarten is a lot different. Kids come in, they're really expected to be a lot more ready than I think what, you know, previous generations were. So you're finding a lot of these kids, if they're not getting that that attention early on, that acclimation to a classroom early on, they're going to fall even farther behind once they start into kindergarten?
Yes, we noted through a lot of the outside research that we've read and through interviews and conversations with members of the early childhood education and kindergarten community here in Macon County, that for children, you know, they really are ready to kind of begin interacting with their peers somewhere between 18 months and 2 years. And so it's important for them to kind of get those interactions, you know, on a playground, in some kind of setting. And certainly by the time they're 3 and 4, they're ready for those kind of interactions and that kind of social emotional experience with other children of their age, learning, working with different adults from their parents. Those kinds of experiences are key.
Where does this type of data, now that it's collected, now that you put it into a report and compile it, where does it go from here? What's the next step in this process?
Well, the next step for the Education Coalition is really now it begins its way through our collective impact process. And what that means is we have a series of collaborative action networks that we work through. One is really focused on early childhood education and kindergarten readiness. And so really taking this to the community, taking this to the collaborative action network, and looking at all of our options and where we are, and letting the community decide what are the items that we want to pilot, what are the items that we want to lift up, and try in our community to see if they will be successful here.
We're talking with Sarah Bielen. She is the research and data manager for the Macon County Education Coalition, talking about a study that was done in Macon County on early childhood education. And again, one of the things you found was not just the fact that maybe some kids are not getting access for various reasons. Maybe their parents can't afford it. There are fewer and fewer opportunities, even if someone does want to go, because there's not a lot of capacity necessarily to bring some of these kids in. So growing that capacity, is that also part of what you see as a need going forward?
We certainly see capacity both for children whose parents can pay, for children whose parents cannot pay. Capacity is an issue in our community. It's a very significant issue for those whose parents cannot afford to pay. We have very limited space for those children. So it's really a key factor for us.
I know when I've talked to you in the past, we've discussed the sort of that cycle that some families go through, that maybe education is not as deemed as important in some families as others, and it creates that cycle, sometimes a cycle of poverty that people have trouble getting out of. That's really, it seems to me, where early childhood education can be even more valuable, that ability for them to be part of something as they get into kindergarten, as they get into, you know, first, second grade. They're not going to be behind their peers.
Yes, there's quite a bit of research that shows us for children whose families come from poverty, who have a parent who does not have a high school education, or who have other risk factors, that early childhood intervention is really key to attempting to break that cycle. It's very important to have sort of an entire package of opportunities for those children to have interaction. There's a lot of research showing us that early childhood education is a key factor in what happens. There's the Hyskop Perry research and other research that's showing us, especially for children who come from an at-risk home, that an intervention in early childhood, even beginning in the 0 to 3 age stages, can be a lifetime changer for them. The research that we cite from Dr. James Heckman, who's a Nobel Prize-winning University of Chicago economist, and according to the research he did, he's saying there's a potential investment to society that's going to return 7 to 10% a year. So it can be very significant in terms of the social impact for our community. With the volume of children that we have living in what would be considered a low-income household, we have almost 50% of our children living in a low-income household. So that's really key for us as we look at what kind of interventions to potentially take on, because that can kind of redefine a little bit what we need to consider, because the vast majority of those homes, they can't afford to take their kid to the zoo, and in many cases maybe only have a high school education or don't even have that. And so they don't necessarily know how to help their child. Oddly enough, for all of us who grew up in a house where, somebody read to you at night, somebody asked you the color of the car sitting next to you when you're at a stoplight, for those of us who had all those experiences, we can't imagine not having them. But if no one did that with us, we wouldn't know to do it, with our own children.
And I know we talk a lot about money. We talk a lot about funding. But some of those things can be done without a cost necessarily. Is it as much as just reaching out to some of these new parents and people that may lack those skills like we talked about, and in some ways trying to get that across to them?
And that's really where we have a kindergarten readiness campaign going on here through the Education Coalition in the community, and it's really focused on that. So we have a kindergarten readiness calendar that we make available at pediatricians' offices in the schools and the preschools to help give parents little tips every month about things to do with your child, things that don't cost any money. We worked with the zoo this last summer in the Children's Museum and hosted some free nights. The zoo has free nights every week, but we worked with the Children's Museum to host free nights and had activity sheets so that as a parent takes their child to a place to have an experience, there's an instant interaction because they're interacting over the activity sheet and, what animal is this color? What animal, what item in the Children's Museum looks like this? And so it increased that level of interaction with those families. That's really one of the keys for us, is that it's not just something that happens in a specific location. Can participate in many different places and bringing that to the community.